Hello, friends, and welcome to episode 1166 of the Juice Box Podcast. In this two-part episode, Jenny Smith and I are going to do an overview of every insulin pump and CGM that we were able to find on the internet. Nothing you hear on the Juice Box Podcast should be considered advice, medical or otherwise. Always consult a physician before making any changes to your healthcare plan. Don't forget to save 40% off of your entire order at CozyEarth.com. All you have to do is use the offer code JUICEBOX at checkout. That's JUICEBOX at checkout to save 40% at CozyEarth.com. When you place your first order for AG1 with my link, you'll get 5 free travel packs and a free year supply of vitamin D. drinkag1.com/juicebox. If you're a U.S. resident who has type 1 diabetes or is the caregiver of someone with type 1, please take 10 minutes to complete the survey at t1dexchange.org/juicebox. You can help type 1 diabetes research by taking those 10 minutes and answering those simple questions. t1dexchange.org/juicebox. If you're looking for community, check out the Juice Box Podcast group, Juice Box Podcast Type 1 Diabetes on Facebook. It's a private group with over 48,000 members. This episode of the Juice Box Podcast is sponsored by US Med. usmed.com/juicebox or call 888-721-1514. US Med is where my daughter gets her diabetes supplies from, and you could too. Use the link or number to get your free benefit check and get started today with US Med. This episode of the Juice Box Podcast is sponsored by the insulin pump that my daughter wears, Omnipod. Learn more and get started today with the Omnipod Dash or the Omnipod 5 at my link, omnipod.com/juicebox. Today's episode of the Juice Box Podcast is sponsored by Dexcom, makers of the Dexcom G7 and G6 continuous glucose monitoring systems. Dexcom.com/juicebox. Yeah, I have a list here that I think covers most of like what's available. I mean, and a couple of things that are in development. So we'll kind of pick through it and see what we can find. I have to admit, we are recording. This is not the thing I usually do. Because this seems very close to like a blog post meant to get you to click on it. But you know what I mean?
Right. With all the clicks to the sites to go check it out here. Go look here. Go look at this one.
Yeah. It felt like it always has felt like a blog trick to get you to click as far as I'm concerned. But I keep hearing from people over and over again who think like I'm getting a pump. I know I am, but I don't know the first thing about it. It would be nice if somebody just laid them out for me. And I thought, well, we can do that for sure. So
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to avoid the idea that this feels clickbaity to me and we're just going to do it because it seems to be necessary. Okay. So I guess we should kind of, go ahead, please do what you're going to do.
I was going to say too, and this, I think this is, it maybe it will come up, but I think what I saw when I perused your juice box, and I looked at what people were commenting about this and listing some of them. I know some of the questions that came up are big ones that aren't specific to brands, but they're specific to another topic that I think is important unless you've already discussed it with somebody. And that's about the aging population.
Oh, I did see that as well. Yeah.
Right. And also, and what might be available and who can take over. And then another angle of that, I think that none of what we're going to talk about even addresses at all is those with some type of either dexterity, vision, or hearing issues.
Yeah.
No one is addressing that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Aging. So just that was a second thought as I was looking through this. I was like, it's not part of this, but it kind of.
Yeah. No, we'll find a way to talk about it for sure. And dexterity. Okay. At this point, there are kind of two different kinds of insulin pumps, right? Are they just automated and manual? Is that the easiest way to think about it?
I think that's the easiest way. Okay. Yep.
All right. So let's start with manual pumps, meaning they're not hooked to a continuous glucose monitor for reasons of making insulin dosing decisions.
Correct. Right. Yes. Okay. You can use them separately at the same time, but they don't talk to each other. That's the easiest way to describe manual. You are manually telling the pump what to do, and then it does it.
And they're all going to have like bolus calculators. So they take your settings, you know, hopefully you put in with your physician and probably fine tune on your own as time goes on, your insulin sensitivity, your carb, insulin to carb ratio, and your basal rate.
Most of them. Yeah. Some of the manual ones that we'll talk about, they don't have like ratios in them. They're a very set unit kind of delivery that makes it really, really simple for those who don't want the extra level of navigation. So we'll go through them all. Yeah.
Well, why don't we just start with the one you're wearing? That'll be the easiest. Oh. So are you wearing Omnipod Dash today?
I am wearing an Omnipod Dash today. Yes.
Okay. Omnipod is a sponsor of the podcast. I just want to say that up front, but this conversation should not really delve too far into any of our opinions, just what it does and what it doesn't do. So Omnipod is a tubeless insulin pump, which I guess the best way to like help you visualize that if you haven't seen it is that everything you need to get your insulin is within this one device that adheres to your body. So it's not connected by tubing or wiring to a controller or to where the insulin is. Everything's self-contained. I guess that's the best word, right? Self-contained?
Correct. Okay. Yes. Yes.
For your money, what is it? Why are you wearing it, I guess? Why did you choose it over something else? The Dexcom G7 is sponsoring this episode of the Juice Box Podcast, and it features a lightning-fast 30-minute warm-up time. That's right. From the time you put on the Dexcom G7 till the time you're getting readings, 30 minutes. That's pretty great. It also has a 12-hour grace period, so you can swap your sensor when it's convenient for you. All that on top of it being small, accurate, incredibly wearable and light, these things, in my opinion, make the Dexcom G7 a no-brainer. The Dexcom G7 comes with way more than just this. Up to 10 people can follow you. You can use it with type 1, type 2, or gestational diabetes. It's covered by all sorts of insurances. And this might be the best part. It might be the best part. Alerts and alarms that are customizable so that you can be alerted at the levels that make sense to you. Dexcom.com/juicebox. Links in the show notes. Links at juiceboxpodcast.com to Dexcom and all the sponsors. When you use my links, you're supporting the production of the podcast and helping to keep it free and plentiful. Diabetes comes with a lot of things to remember. So it's nice when someone takes something off of your plate. US Med has done that for us. When it's time for Arden's supplies to be refreshed, we get an email. Rolls up and in your inbox says, "Hi Arden, this is your friendly reorder email from US Med." You open up the email, it's a big button that says, "Click here to reorder," and you're done. Finally, somebody taking away a responsibility instead of adding one. US Med has done that for us. An email arrives, we click on a link, and the next thing you know, your products are at the front door. That simple. usmed.com/juicebox or call 888-721-1514. I never have to wonder if Arden has enough supplies. I click on one link, I open up a box, I put the stuff in the drawer, and we're done. US Med carries everything from insulin pumps and diabetes testing supplies to the latest CGMs like the Libre 3 and the Dexcom G7. They accept Medicare nationwide, over 800 private insurers, and all you have to do to get started is call 888-721-1514 or go to my link, usmed.com/juicebox. Using that number or my link helps to support the production of the Juice Box Podcast.
So years ago, when I started first using an insulin pump, I was an Animas user, which is not even available here any longer, but it was a tubed pump. There were no tubeless patch kind of pumps at all on the market. And I had started doing a lot more exercise, not exercise, I guess triathlons, right? Where you're in and out of the pool and doing other things and moving on. And I was tired of the disconnection, but at that point there was just nothing I could do about it. Mm-hmm. So I ran into somebody at a weekend conference. They had sort of like a little expo, and I ended up talking to a young woman who was part of a medical supply distribution kind of company. And she had type 1, and she was like, "You know what? just wait a couple of months. I'll get you connected with this, you know, representative for from Insulet. She's like, I guarantee this is probably what you're looking for. And so that was 2005 is when Omnipod first became available. I mean, it's not the Dash. Obviously, the Dash is kind of one of the more recent updates to the system, but that's why I chose it. I chose to switch from a tubed pump because of the things that I was doing in terms of my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And it just met my needs much better. I thankfully, at this point, I don't have any issues with adhesive stuff. The cannula seems to work really well for me. In fact, I actually have more issues finding the right kind of cannula on a tubed pump. Omnipod's cannula has never been a problem for me with the angle that it goes in at. Right. Whereas on tubed pumps, I actually have to, I do the best with the steel cannulas.
Okay.
So that's my N of one to why.
Yeah. So let's see. You can fill an Omnipod between 85 and 200 units of insulin. Mm-hmm. It lasts for 72 hours with an 8-hour grace period.
Right.
What's the lowest basal rate you can set with it?
0.05. And I believe with the more recent, you can also set a zero.
With the Dash?
I believe with a Dash, you can set a zero.
Okay.
I think it was an adjustment from what was called the Eros, which is either phased out or is being phased out or whatever was the previous to the Dash. Mm-hmm. That only allowed a delivery of 0.05 was the lowest that you could actually go.
Oh, yeah. The Omnipod Dash will be able to deliver a 0.0 basal rate. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Which for those, you know, when you're looking at delivery rates or insulin needs that are really, really teeny tiny, you might have somebody who has several hours that they can go without any insulin dripped in as a basal delivery. And then they might need a pulse of 0.05. Mm-hmm. And then it might be a couple hours again of nothing. Some of the little kiddos that I work with have sort of an off-on. It's like 0.05 to get that in-between rate that they sort of need.
I guess people honeymooning as well might need that, but little kids actually seems where it would make most sense to me. There's a controller that comes with it, and that's where you do all of your gazintas, put in your... I'm having 40 carbs, this kind of stuff. I believe Omnipod has approval for a phone controller. It just isn't out yet. Is that right? Yeah. And I mean, that's it, right? It's tubeless and it's wireless. That's how my daughter's been using an Omnipod since she was 4. Mm-hmm. So that would have been 2006, maybe. And I mean, I came to a very similar conclusion. I went to an insulin pump show at the hospital. Right. Felt like a baseball card show for insulin pumps. And I looked at all of them and not knowing anything about diabetes, my daughter had only had it for 2 years, maybe at that point. Just the concept of it not being tethered to something seemed attractive to me. I didn't have any of those other big thoughts. I didn't know enough about diabetes at that point to have those big thoughts. I just was like, this isn't attached to something. This makes more sense to me.
Right.
And I mean, she's been using it ever since. So yeah, that's it for me. I mean, I don't know like what people want to hear about these things.
Yeah.
It's a tubeless pump. You can swim with it. It's got a, you know, you can go in the tub, you can go in a pool. It keeps delivering your basal insulin when you're active. You know, I think the high side of not having a tube pump is that you don't have to disconnect for activity or for bathing or for swimming, things like that. And I think the biggest reason for that is that oftentimes people forget to put their tube pumps back on after things like that.
They can.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the manual really is, it's like an easy way of doing injections, right? There's a lot less of the you know, people call it the pokes or whatever. Obviously, you only put one pod on every 2 to 3 days. It lasts, like you said, 72 hours plus that 8-hour. But some people do find that they might need to change it
earlier,
more frequently than that. But even with that, it's only one poke every 2 to 3 days comparative to all the injections. So that's another reason a lot of people might go to a pump to begin with.
Right.
And then, you know, the manual ones, again, they really are just... You fill it with insulin, you put it on, you are the driver of all of your insulin. While the basal does go in automatically at a set rate, every bolus that you take, you're determining that. The pump is not helping you outside of just the calculations with dose settings that you have.
Yeah. Today's episode of the Juice Box Podcast is sponsored by Omnipod. And before I tell you about Omnipod, the device, I'd like to tell you about Omnipod, the company. I approached Omnipod in 2015 and asked them to buy an ad on a podcast that I hadn't even begun to make yet. Because the podcast didn't have any listeners, all I could promise them was that I was going to try to help people living with type 1 diabetes. And that was enough for Omnipod. They bought their first ad, and I used that money to support myself while I was growing the Juice Box Podcast. You might even say that Omnipod is the firm foundation of the Juice Box Podcast. And it's actually the firm foundation of how my daughter manages her type 1 diabetes every day. Omnipod.com/juicebox. Whether you want the Omnipod 5 or the Omnipod Dash, using my link lets Omnipod know what a good decision they made in 2015 and continue to make to this day. Omnipod is easy to use, easy to fill, easy to wear. And I know that because my daughter has been wearing one every day since she was 4 years old, and she will be 20 this year. There is not enough time in an ad for me to tell you everything that I know about Omnipod, but please, take a look. Omnipod.com/juicebox. I think Omnipod could be a good friend to you, just like it has been to my daughter and my family. With all the manual pumps, your settings are in there. So if you tell it, you know, if you tell it my settings are one unit covers 10 carbs, and I say, oh, my meal is 30 carbs, it's going to give you 3 units.
Correct.
It's not going to back insulin off in the form of basal or make extra boluses or anything like that if your blood sugar should get higher. That's all in sort of the automated side. And honestly, for years, that was the selling point for an insulin pump. You get it. Yeah. So you don't have to do as many injections, and you can manipulate your basal insulin now because a manual pump, all these pumps are handling fast acting and slow acting needs in the form. It's all in the same insulin, of course, but you know, you're not injecting a basal insulin and then injecting your meal insulin like you would with MDI.
That's a really important piece to make sure to have, I guess, clarify, because some people aren't given enough information upfront, and that's not, I think, disclosed well enough. When you start on a pump, your basal insulin that you might be using of whatever the various long actings are at this point, that will sit in the refrigerator in case of a pump failure, but your basal insulin no longer will be injected.
Yeah, I remember being confused about it.
Yeah, when
it first happened. Now, other companies that I think of as kind of the mainstream companies, Tandem, Medtronic, did they make specifically manual pump, or do they just make an automated pump that you can run manually? Like, do they have any pumps that aren't manual? Do you know what I'm saying? Or aren't automatic?
So years ago, absolutely all the pumps were manual prior to automation coming into the picture with a connection of the pump to some type of a CGM system, right? Mm-hmm. But Medtronic, I mean, like I mentioned, Animas, Deltek. I mean, there are a whole host of insulin pumps that were all manual driven pumps. And at this point now, there are a couple of other companies that do manual pumps that have no connection at all, just kind of similar enough to the Dash. Medtronic pumps, all of them can be used in manual mode.
Right.
The current ones that are on the market, absolutely. You don't have to use it with the algorithm if you choose not to, or your life situation dictates that that's not appropriate at this point. So I guess, does that answer what you were?
I know you can put a Medtronic pump into manual, and you can put a Tandem pump into manual, but do they make a second? Is Omnipod the only one that makes a, here's a pump that's manual and here's a pump that's automated? Like, because there's Omnipod 5.
That's a great, yeah, I believe you're right. I believe so, yes.
Okay. Because Omnipod has Omnipod 5, which is an automated system.
Yes.
But I'm just looking at like our list of manual pumps, and I'm realizing I don't see any strictly manual from those other, what I think of as the other two big pump companies.
Correct.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
I never thought about that either, I guess. That is true.
Listeners sent these to me. So there's something called a C-Cure pump, Simplicity, but that's not... That doesn't deliver basal, right? Like that seems to me to be like an injection. Like
it's a replacement for injections. And really what it provides is For those who are less than eager to do so many injections a day, or it's really become a point of their diabetes management that's that's not working well because they're either forgetting or they just don't really want to, this patch essentially allows the user to deliver a specific set bolus with the little pinchable bolus delivery right on the device.
Yeah, so this one's kind of interesting. It looks like a giant pill shape. It's pretty flat. Yes. And then there's two buttons on either side, and you squeeze the buttons together and it gives you two units, right?
Correct. And it's a set. You can't change that.
Right. So, but I could go like two units if I wanted to.
I do believe so. The other interesting thing is that it comes with, I can't remember what your initial supply order is. You do fill it with insulin, just like you would fill an Omnipod.
It says it holds up to 200 units. Yeah.
Correct. But then it also has an inserter, and the inserter actually is a device that you keep, which I think is quite an interesting concept because a lot of people actually dislike all of the discarded plastic that goes into a lot of our diabetes products. So this actually has an inserter that you keep, and it's just the patch part of it that gets discarded.
Yeah. I'm just looking here. I'm on their website, but can be worn for 3 days, water resistant, 200 units. This is funny. It takes less than 30 minutes of training. And how much of the training is how to squeeze the button? That's got to be 10 seconds. Right. What's the rest of it?
It's probably insertion. All of that kind of fill it with insulin. I would expect that's all.
So this is not, we're trying to list them all, but this is not a apples to apples comparison. Obviously, it doesn't deliver basal insulin. You can't do 1.5 or 0.5. You can't do anything but 2 units.
Correct.
So this feels to me like they saw a market of people who were just not injecting because they didn't want to inject and thought maybe this would help them. Okay.
Correct. And if they were, if the majority of your time you're taking your basal, but where your excursions are happening are around food or stress or whatever, and you're just not willing, or you just continue to forget to bring your insulin pen or whatever along, this takes care of that. So now you're really decreasing their time out of range by just providing a product that allows an easy bolus.
Yeah. Okay. CeQur, CEQUR, Simplicity 3-Day Insulin Patch, if you're interested. All right. What is Zealand Pharma making? Let's see what this thing is.
The Vigo. That's an interesting one.
Vigo? Oh.
Not like Vigo from the creepy like Ghostbusters.
I thought you meant, I was going to say Vigo Mortensen, but that's fine. Yeah,
no. Oh, Vigo. Well, he's a good actor.
Actors, not the point. Yes. Okay.
Vigo. This is just V-G-O, Vigo.
I don't know the first thing about this. Tell me about it while I look at it.
Yeah, the interesting thing about it is, again, I think it's a marriage of a manual patch pump, kind of like Omnipod, and then the CeQur, because it does deliver basal and it allows you boluses. But again, there's set parameters. So your basal is, if I remember correctly, your basal is increments of a certain amount each and every day. And I think they have either 20, 30, or 40 units, if that's correct. And it's a set incremental. So this doesn't allow, like Omnipod's Dash allows you to set a higher basal at a time of day where you need more and a lower basal delivery at a time of day when you need less. This pump is just a set base delivery. So if you needed, let's say, 24 units in a 24-hour day, that would be 1 unit per hour and you can't change that rate.
All right. I'm looking at it here. It's also filled with U100 rapid acting insulin, worn for 24 hours. It's showing me the little thing, just like you said, like you put it on, it gives you a steady 24-hour delivery of insulin in place of basal injections.
Correct.
And then delivers a bolus of insulin with meals or snacks with a click of a button. One click equals 2 units.
2 units.
Okay. So this is basically the CeQur, but with
plus basal.
Plus basal, but not manipulatable. It's just going to give you whatever it says.
Correct. Whatever it is, whatever you determine with your clinical team, essentially. You need this much baseline insulin. So like I said, it's kind of this weird in between. But again, for someone who really doesn't love the shots component and may also have maybe a lifestyle or a job that's really difficult, just schedule wise to remember to bring their basal with them all the time or whatever. I mean, really, because our baseline basal injected insulins at this point, they don't go up and down based on our physiologic need either. Yeah. It's a one injection. It goes in, it covers baseline. This is essentially doing the same thing. It's just you don't have to remember to take it via injection.
It's basically you're injecting once a day because you're poking yourself the once, and then, but you're still limited to squeezing the button for 2 units.
Correct. Yes.
So let me ask you a question, because I'm not denigrating anything, but I look at these and my brain goes to, why would I just not wear a different pump? Like, where would you suggest this for somebody?
If I were still working more heavily in the type 2 population, and depending, you know, there are quite a number of people with type 2 diabetes who would want more. They would want more of just manual because that's what they're doing, or they would want an automated system if they're already using insulin, knowing what the automated systems can do.
Okay.
But then there are, you know, certainly people, like I think about, again, as I mentioned early on, maybe somebody who is in the later stages of life and may need something that is just a bit more simple. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily, it is easier, but I think it's the simplicity of it makes it less cumbersome, you know? So somebody can say, I always have this for breakfast. It always takes 2 or 4 units. Great. That's a quick, easy, I don't have to do any calculations. I just know that I'm eating the same meal and I can dose the same way. The same thing with the basal insulin. Maybe their lifestyle just doesn't really dictate a need to go up and down, and they do pretty well on their flat injected basal. Great. A system like this might work really lovely and maybe less cumbersome even for a caregiver of someone who's older to navigate.
I guess we're also eliminating you needing to use a phone or a controller or something like that for people who don't have that kind of, So there's the need for it. Okay. It's not a mass market appeal idea though.
No.
Okay.
I would say not the market that I heavily work with, and you know, the people that I heavily work with would definitely, I don't think I have one person that I would recommend this to, right? But there is, if I was still working clinically, again, with both, you know, kind of use types. Cases.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Is it Soil? Sooil? Do you know that one?
I think it's Soil.
Soil? Dana Diabicare?
Yes. Dana Diabicare.
Oh,
yes.
Right. What is that one?
So that one actually, again, is a little bit more of a manual. Obviously, it's in our manual kind of pump category. I believe this one has more of a pump, if I remember correctly. This one has more of the typical pump body. It reminds me more of a Medtronic style, if you're aware of the Medtronic body of the pump.
And this one's tubed.
This one is tubed, correct.
And by the way, I don't know who their marketers are, but on the front page it says, it is real, which makes me feel like you're going, I can't believe you even found us. Wow.
The stuff here.
You heard is true. We do make this insulin pump. Anyway, I found that funny. Okay. So, but this is again, just like simple buttons. And what does it, I'm looking at
simple
it right now.
Simple buttons. And if I can't remember, is this the one?
Well, this is
that has a specific, there's one that has a cartridge that is pre-filled.
Even their website is dicey. Sorry, guys. It's
dicey. Yeah, it's, oh, no.
I mean, icon-based interface makes the pump intuitive and easy to program and easy to learn. Is less expensive compared to other insulin pumps. Half the size and weight, twice the outcome. That's not specific about anything that it does. So I go down to its technical specifications. Bolus increments 0.05. 0.1, 0.5, or 1. Okay, it's got 4 basal increments you can choose from. Mm-hmm. It can do an extended bolus. Mm-hmm. Dual pattern bolus. That's bolus features.
And I think it's got a small, I think it can go from bolus doses of half a unit all the way up to, is it 40 or 50 units?
Well, so I just misspoke. I'm sorry. It's bolus features. Bolus features increments 0.05, 0.1, 0.5, 1. Bolus duration says 12 seconds per unit it takes to pump in. Extended bolus is 30 minutes to 8 hours, and it does a dual pattern bolus. Now, basal delivery rate 0.04 units an hour is minimum. Basal delivery rate every 4 minutes above 0.09 an hour, basal increments 0.1 or 0.01 an hour. That's the increments it moves in. Changes per profile up to 24, temporary basal rates 1 to 24 hours, 4 different profiles. It just doesn't really, it holds 300 units of insulin. It says it's waterproof. It's got that IPX8 rating, button lock mode, but there's no real, like it doesn't tell you on the website specifically how it's used. And there's so many different products on this website.
Which is why we have it under the manual category.
Yeah.
Because it also, as none of the rest of these do, I think a missing piece that we didn't say, I think it's just assumed, none of them connect with a CGM.
Mm, yeah, right.
Right? So none of these actually have that piece to them.
Yeah.
Not that you can't use them at the same time. It's just that they don't talk to each other.
If you want to go check it out, absolutely do, you know. But I just wanted to make sure that the ones that were out there that people knew about, we talked about. But mm-hmm. I mean, switching gears to automated now, I think of them as the big three, right? Like Omnipod, Tandem, Medtronic, and now the fourth one, Beta Bionics, the iLet is coming, but it's different. So we'll talk about what all that means.
Yes.
But let's start back at Omnipod because we started there the first time. Omnipod 5 is an automated system. It currently hooks up with Dexcom G6. They have, I don't know if you know this, they're in LMR on G7, limited market release on G7.
Yes, yeah. I did know that only because of a client that I work with.
Oh, okay. So
do it.
So that's coming. I'm going to guess that literally you could be listening to this right now and Omnipod 5 works with G7 because this is something people will revisit.
Or again, limited.
Yeah, but I'm going to guess that the release gets bigger pretty soon after we make this-ish.
I would hope so.
Yeah. So Omnipod 5 is, you know, just think of the way we described the dash. It's the same exact physical appearance, but it's married to a CGM that is now telling you, hey, this is your blood sugar. And it's making decisions about basal and trying to bring down high blood sugars based on your CGM data. Yeah. So why don't you talk about Omnipod 5 a little bit? Because I know you can speak very clearly about how it works.
Absolutely. So Omnipod 5 is, its algorithm essentially is an adaptive, which means that it adjusts your overall background insulin need over the course of a couple of pods based on total daily insulin use. So it does not work off of a set basal. Mm-hmm. So what you may have come from with your manual pump, if you were using that prior, it in no way delivers in the same way you're used to your manual pump delivering. It doesn't give you more at a certain time of day. It doesn't give you less based on physiologic need. That's not how it works. It also has an adapted corrective nature. So based on the predicted glucose 60 minutes out into the future and each new glucose value coming in from your CGM, the algorithm takes a look at the trend up or the trend down and either suspends your insulin. It doesn't temporarily decrease like some of the other automated systems. It will either suspend based on a drop that dictates it's going to get lower than it wants you to be, or it may, on a rise in blood sugar based on insulin on board and what it deems your need in insulin to be, it may actually give you a bit more automated insulin than your set basal that it has figured out. Mm-hmm. So.
And interestingly enough, the next ones we're talking about all do this. You could just switch the Omnipod 5 into manual mode and you'd be using it just the way Dash works.
You could.
Right.
The biggest difference, I think, that again, from a clarification standpoint, is that with the Dash pump, manual pumps allow you to set a target that all the calculated boluses are going to aim for that target for that bolus, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you're using Omnipod 5, its lowest target, whether you are in automated or in manual mode, is 110.
Okay. So if
I cannot set it lower.
How low can I put the dash for a target?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think you can set it. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah.
But I think it's at least 80.
Back when Arden was just doing a manual pump, I never really considered what the pump told me. I would just bolus. But I take your point. So if you, if your blood sugar is 150 and you say to it, hey, I want to bolus here because I don't want to be this high, Omnipod 5 is going to shoot for 110, whereas Dash, you could shoot lower. Okay.
Correct. Exactly. I know it's much lower because I obviously used a manual pump for both of my pregnancies. And the target is definitely much lower than the automated systems would allow, the approved automated systems. I'd have to go back to the manual because I don't honestly remember what the lowest is.
Yeah.
But I definitely know it's under 100.
Okay. Yeah. If we can find it and throw it in, we will at the end.
Sure.
But just the idea is which is you can target lower with Dash. Okay. Yes. So Omnipod 5 has, it's got like an exercise mode. It has a lot of these pumps are going to have this stuff, right? Like you put this in and if you're going to be active and we'll shoot for a higher target to try to keep you from getting low while you're being active.
Oh, I was going to say, as we're talking about targets, that's another piece that is great. While the lowest target is 110, you can have target 110, you could target a 120, you could target a 130, a 140, a 150. So that's a really nice piece, is that you can actually determine what do you want the pump to shoot for.
Right.
Right? Exercise mode, the target, or activity mode, the target sets it at 150. But the other piece, just like all other manual pumps, also have a correct above feature. So depending on where you have that correct above target set, the pump may not give you extra insulin unless you're above that target to then get you down to the actual target you're looking for. So I know Omnipod 5, a lot of people just have it set a 110 target and correct me above 110. So it's always really aiming tight, hard at that 110. However, with somebody who might have a lot more sensitivity, a little bit more variability, or might need some adjustments that tell the system, don't give me a lot more on rises when I'm being active because I don't want to drop. So then you can adjust that correct above, like up to, I believe it's 180, so that the system can't really decide to give you some extra unless you're climbing or predicted to climb above.
Yeah, I think you used a word earlier too that I thought was important because you avoided saying learn, because I think some people think, oh, this thing learns, and it does not do that. It doesn't work like AI like you are imagining. It doesn't say, oh, yesterday we were really high, so today I'm going to, you know, it says, it basically it looks at the insulin usage and then sort of makes predictive decisions after that based on what's happened on the last pod to this pod.
Correct.
Again, it's just something worth saying because I do think some people think, oh, I'll just wear this thing for a week or two and then it'll just magically understand what to do and do it. And that's not the case.
Yeah. And I'll tell you that it's great that from what you clarified there, because I think there are a lot of people initially who may have had a system like segment adjustment in a manual pump that gave more insulin at a particular time of the day. And again, I've had the question enough, well, why isn't it learning that I just need more insulin at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Because the system doesn't learn.
Right.
It adapts to a certain base delivery, and that's what it's always going to drip in. Once you start rising, its adapted correction is also going to help overcome that. But it's going to take a little bit more time than your adjusted basal in the manual profile because it's just not the same thing.
And I want to say that I know about Omnipod 5 that the way you set it up is very important to your initial success. So sincerely, and so much so that I have a small series about it. They're called Omnipod 5 Pro Tips. But if you're going to start an Omnipod 5, please listen to those 3 episodes before you set it up because if you come in with poor settings, the results you get back are going to be very confusing to you. And you're going to be left thinking, this thing doesn't work. And, you know, if your settings are wrong, and this is not just for Omnipod 5 either. It's for Tandem. It's for Medtronic. It's for all these systems, really.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your settings
and
have
I
to
would
be right.
say that if you come in without optimized settings, will it adapt? Eventually, it will adapt as you make adjustments to some of the things that do go into that total daily insulin consideration for it to adjust from. Eventually you will get there, but it will be a faster, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
If your initial settings that you give it to work with are correct.
Yeah. And just for clarity there, like the idea here is if you come in and say, I don't know, my total daily basal is 10 and my total daily insulin is 20, and it's really, I don't know, 15
and 40
or something like that. That thing's trying to do what you asked it to do, but you didn't give it enough firepower. And then you're going to go in and go, and you're going to bolus more. Like, you're going to be like, bolus, bolus, bolus. And eventually it's going to look and go, wow, the total daily insulin when we set up was 35, but I'm seeing we're really using more like 50. And then you'll have a smoother thing. But you don't want to wait all that time to get to that, right? You know, if you don't have to. What else needs to be said about Omnipod 5? Anything?
I think the bigger things about Omnipod 5 are things that people are already in the know of. But for those who are wanting to learn about pumps, it does have an app for the Android users right now. Mm-hmm. So you can control it that way versus the handheld controller. And I think that's a piece that people would want to know, that right now, unless you're an Android user, you will have your phone with you for all of your CGM alerts and alarms. Mm-hmm. And you will have your controller with you, which allows the system to give you a bolus or to add corrections. I think another piece of that is to understand your controller does not have to be on your person for the algorithm to run.
Yeah.
A pod holds the algorithm and communicates directly with the CGM that you have on your body. Mm-hmm. So if you forgot your CGM at home today, or not your CGM, I'm sorry, your controller at home today, and you went to work, you're not going to be able to bolus.
But the algorithm would keep working.
Correct. The algorithm's still going to keep working. It's going to keep you safe. You'll be able to see your CGM values on your phone or your app, but you won't be able to bolus.
Right.
But that's, I think it's a piece that still a lot of people are, they're concerned, oh, I have to carry around this extra thing. Well, not all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a big deal, actually. So to bring that up is smart. And I think they have the go ahead for the app. For the iPhone device app. Yes. It just hasn't come out yet. So
one lovely thing about the iPhone app that I it's not part of the Android app is the iPhone app is going to have a frequent, like a food list. Mm-hmm. So you can actually have foods in there, look up foods from a database, and that populates right into your carb calculator.
Oh, okay.
Which is it's a fantastic feature. If anybody is an age old Omnipod user like myself, it used to have in the really old controller.
Yeah, I remember.
It had a food diary it didn't go into your calculation, but at least you could look up if you had no idea what was in a croissant, right? It was in there.
Yeah. And now I'm going to just say Apple, this, that, and it's going to put it into the calculation through the iPhone app. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that actually. Jenny, okay, Tandem T-Slim X2. That's the most, that's the newest version. So might be some of you out there still using Basal IQ, which is Tandem's automated pump that is just basically taking basal away to stop a low.
Correct.
It was a speed bump to try to stop you to get low. But they pretty quickly came out with Control IQ after that, which is another automated system that's making decisions about restricting and adding insulin.
Yep.
This one works with G6, G7, and something else, doesn't it?
G6, G7, and do they have Libre?
Libre? I'm looking right now. I think it's Libre. What? Libre 2.
Libre 2, yeah. Yes.
G6, Dexcom G6, Dexcom G7, Libre 2 it currently
Libre
works with.
Libre 2.
Yeah.
So the Control IQ algorithm is different than what we just talked about with Omnipod 5. Mm-hmm. And for many people, I actually really like the Control IQ algorithm.
Okay.
I think it's quite lovely because as we talked about settings, initially getting started on a system, when you use Control IQ, it utilizes every setting that you put in when you enable Control IQ. So if your base basal profile is well set and it works for you, but you just want that hand-holding, kind of that butler behind the scenes helping you out with things, right? Mm-hmm. Control IQ, you can change a basal at 3 a.m. to give you more. You can change it at 3 p.m. to give you a little bit less. That's your active time of day or whatever. Control IQ's algorithm will work off of your settings.
Okay.
So which you is can great.
Old school, like a manual pump, tell it from this window, in this window here, I want my basal to be 1, but in this window, I want it to be 0.8. And then the algorithm still continues to work off those numbers.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely. And so it's still aiming for the same target. It's still got that 110 target that it is aiming for all the time. Mm-hmm. But for many people, because of the fact that the set basal profile is your own known amount of insulin, the way that the algorithm works, it tends to work better for some people. Again, yeah. This is where your lifestyle and what you know about yourself and everything kind of comes into the picture.
Right.
I've seen it personally in, you know, the women I work with in pregnancy. I've seen it actually work pretty nicely in pregnancy because we can dictate settings and still have the protection of not being too low.
Right.
It does have automated bolus in normal control IQ mode. As the blood sugar rises, it's either going to temporarily increase basal insulin if it looks predictively like the blood sugar is going to get to 160. But if it's rising faster and the prediction is that your blood sugar is going to get up to the 180, it's going to give you automated correction boluses.
Okay.
So there's another little feature to it that's a little bit different.
Different than Omnipod 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tube pump cartridge.
Yep, the tube pump, the cartridge is an interesting cartridge. It's actually like most people have used tube pumps before. The cartridge is like, you know, a cylinder sort of that you fill with insulin. It's either plastic or like a hard plastic. Control IQ or the Tandem T-Slim pumps have actually like a little balloon kind of.
Okay.
That gets filled with insulin. You can't see it. It resides inside of a plastic kind of cartridge holder. But it also is, you don't see the insulin inside of your cartridge. Some people who came from Medtronic and were very used to seeing.
When I see it. Okay.
So, it's a difference.
So it's a cartridge with a balloon inside of it and they come pre-filled.
They do not come pre-filled.
Oh, you have fill to it yourself.
Fill them.
Oh, no kidding.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And it's not advised to use Apedra insulin in the Control IQ or not Control IQ, the T-Slim. Mainly because of crystallization of that type of insulin.
Okay.
So either Novolog or Humalog. I have had people using like the faster, the more ultra rapid, like Fiasp and whatnot, but just not Apedra.
Okay. It's interesting. I don't think Apedra is cleared for Omnipod either, but Arden's been using it for 10 years in it. So,
right.
Yeah. You know, also, Omnipod, you have to fill yourself. It comes with you pull out the insulin from the vial and then you inject it into the Omnipod and it's got its own little tank inside of it. And actually we didn't mention this, but the Omnipod's like disposable. When you take it off, the whole little pod just, it goes.
It's done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Whereas yeah. I'm guessing I'm just going to keep refilling my T-Slim.
Actually. You get a new little cartridge each and every time you
They're
refill.
Disposable.
So they are disposable, so okay. You don't keep reusing that same exact thing.
Gotcha. Do you know what it holds? How much?
They have a 200 and a 300 pump.
Okay.
So they've got two sizes similar to Medtronic. Medtronic has the smaller fill and the larger fill pumps as well. So this one does too.
So if I went an X2 that held 300 units, I'd actually have a larger device.
You'd have the actual pump itself is slightly bigger. Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, you're going from the pump to an infusion set. And so your infusion set's on you somewhere, and then there's tubing from that goes back to the pump, and then that pump has to stay with you, obviously, because the minute you disconnect from it, you don't have access to the insulin anymore.
You don't have insulin.
Okay.
Correct.
But the controller is on the pump itself?
Well, that's another neat feature of the Control IQ or the Tandem pump is that, yes, your controls are on your pump itself.
Right.
But you also have the app. The app now allows you to bolus, do extended boluses with the newest update. So the app on your phone drives the pump as well. So if you really are somebody who doesn't want to ever pull your pump out or you know, you have it like shoved way down in your pants, clearly it doesn't look nice to dig in your pants, you don't have to.
I don't know. You've never seen me dig in my pants, Jenny. It's very attractive when I do it.
Or fish in your bra. I know a lot of women, like when I wear a tubed pump, I actually used to wear it like on the side of my bra because it was easy to clip in there. But then to pull that out, you know, business meeting, you're like digging down your shirt.
Yeah. Just pulling your sleeve aside. Excuse me. I'm going to have a muffin in a second when we break. So
that makes it really nice.
No, listen, plenty of people I've heard from love the T-Slim X2. These things are they're never always going to be right for everybody, right? And we say it's like your lifestyle or blah, but some people are just going to like it or not like it for some reason. So I've heard people say like, oh, Omnipod is too big. But I've also heard people say, I don't care. I'm not wearing tubing. You know, like it's what works for you. Anything else about Tandem that we haven't said?
The software is You don't have to essentially get a brand new pump whenever something gets updated or upgraded in it, a new feature or whatnot. It is a software upgrade to mm-hmm. the device, which, you know, you get, I don't know exactly the how it works, but it's a code. Your doctor signs off of it. You get it. You essentially sign in, do a little bit of like online training for it, and then you download it right to your pump, which cool. is quite nice rather than having to wait for something in the mail.
Very nice. All right, let's move to Medtronic. Now, Medtronic has, I have to admit, I don't know a lot about it, but there's a 630, 770, and 780G. These are, by the way, U.S. companies, or U.S. pumps. I should also say that Medtronic is a sponsor of the podcast, not for their pumps, just for their company, but that's mm-hmm. I just want to say that. So what is the difference here? 630G is what?
The 630, the 670 was really the more automated
okay.
of them when you're looking at like coming from manual upgrading to some type of automation. There was a suspend feature, much like Basal IQ, if you consider it that, okay. right? Where it just did a predictive suspend prior to the low or a suspend on a low type of feature. Then we moved into the 670. The 670 gave some true automation with CGM data, right? Mm-hmm. Some increases and decreases to the baseline basal delivery. Again, Medtronic's automated systems work similar to Omnipod 5's automation. It's an adapted insulin delivery based on total daily insulin view over a couple of days. Mm-hmm. So, and it continues to adjust that. It's not AI. It does not learn,
right.
but it does adjust based on your total daily needs. So the newest is, of course, their 780. Their 780 takes it up a step from the 770 in that it has auto bolus correction, similar to what I mentioned about Control IQ. As blood sugar predictively is going to get higher, it may auto correct rather than temporarily increasing your basal. And a lot of people actually find that the 780's auto bolus correct works pretty swiftly
yeah.
in comparison to the other systems that have been, you know, looked at. It works pretty darn nice.
I've heard a number of people using the 780G who are like, I like it and mm-hmm. and I'm having good results with it. Now, this yep. only works with their CGM though, right? Their Guardian sensor.
Correct. And their newest is their Guardian 4 sensors, mm-hmm. Which from the handful of people that I've worked with using it do seem to say that it is a nicer sensor. More often that it's consistently accurate, a little bit, I guess, nicer to use essentially. It still has all the taping requirements. I think that's the biggest thing that people don't like who continue to use their sensors. With good accuracy and whatever they are getting, it's that their sensors require a lot of like taping down to hold them in place.
Oh.
And people don't like all of the additional adhesive to get it to stay on your body.
Gotcha. It's a weird, I mean, the design's interesting. It looks like a, oh gosh, it I is. Don't think they're going to like this. It looks to me, it looks like a tick. It looks like it's got like a big round body and it bites you on one side. Like, does that make sense?
We call it a bee's butt.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that. Yeah,
it's like the abdomen kind of part of the back end of like a bee or like a tick. It actually is a little more.
Right? I know it's not. They're probably like, oh, great. I'm glad we bought ads with you. But no, but it's what it looks a little weird to me. But okay.
That's the part that actually when the front end of it, as if it's like the head area of mm-hmm. the bug, let's yeah. call it. Right. That's the part that has the sensor and kind of gets inserted. But unless you tape down that butt area, it flops around and it's going to come out.
Interesting. Okay.
So the sensor also is not the sensor itself, but that little rounded butt area, mm-hmm. It actually gets charged. So that piece, much like the transmitter on the G6, right? We have to save that part. That's the same thing with the Medtronic sensors, is that piece gets charged and all that gets really thrown away is the little sensor that you pop under the skin.
Oh, I see. How okay. Well, that makes sense. And this is, it's a tube pump.
It's a tubed pump. Yep. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, in the space of automated, what's available right now, Omnipod is the only tubeless one, right? The rest of them have tubing.
It is the only tubeless currently on the market.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So
in terms of everything and automation, yes.
Yeah. Now, do we have time for you to talk about the Beta Bionics iLet, or do you want to stop here and we'll do it next time we come back?
I would say we should stop here because that's a great one to like get into. And yeah, I only have about 4 or 5 minutes.
That's fine. So. Then we'll talk about fun stuff, like personal fun stuff, when we say goodbye to the peoples.
Okay.
So, all right, cool. I'll see you in a bit for the next part. My pleasure. A huge thanks to US Med for sponsoring this episode of the Juice Box podcast. Don't forget, usmed.com/juicebox. This is where we get our diabetes supplies from. You can as well. Use the link or call 888-721-1514. Use the link or call the number, get your free benefits check so that you can start getting your diabetes supplies the way we do from US Med. A huge thanks to Omnipod. Not just my longest sponsor, but my first one. Omnipod.com/juicebox. If you love the podcast and you love tubeless insulin pumps, this link is for you. Omnipod.com/juicebox. You can use the same continuous glucose monitor that Arden uses. All you have to do is go to Dexcom.com/juicebox and get started today. That's right, the Dexcom G7 is sponsoring this episode of the Juice Box podcast. The Juice Box podcast is full of so many series that you want and need. After Dark, Ask Scott and Jenny, Algorithm Pumping, Bold Beginnings, Defining Diabetes, Defining Thyroid, the Diabetes Pro Tip series for Type 1, the Diabetes Variable series, Mental Wellness, Type 2 Diabetes Pro Tip, How We Eat. Oh my goodness, there's so much. At juiceboxpodcast.com. Head up into that menu and pick around. And if you're in the private Facebook group, just go to the feature tab for lists upon lists of all of the series. Always free, always helpful. If you're looking for community around type 1 diabetes, check out the Juice Box Podcast private Facebook group, Juice Box Podcast, Type 1 Diabetes. But everybody is welcome. Type 1, type 2, gestational, loved ones, it doesn't matter to me. If you're impacted by diabetes and you're looking for support, comfort, or community, check out Juice Box Podcast, Type 1 Diabetes on Facebook. If you're not already subscribed or following in your favorite audio app, please take the time now to do that. It really helps the show. And get those automatic downloads set up so you never miss an episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back very soon with another episode of the Juice Box Podcast. The episode you just heard was professionally edited by Wrong Way Recording. WrongWayRecording.com.